Racine Unified Superintendent Jim Shaw said it was too early to predict either the outcome or the cost of any lawsuit against the state, but he said some things are clear.
I think we have enough information tonight to tell you that there are some inequities in the school funding that appears to be at odds with the state constitution, which calls for a funding of public schools in as uniform as possible manner to ensure equal opportunity for children across the state, whether they're in property-poor districts or whether they're in wealthier districts.
Shaw presented numbers showing that the state's largest school districts, areas with some of the state's highest concentrations of poverty and special needs, are being hit the hardest by state revenue cuts. In Racine, the shortfall is expected to be exacerbated by the district's inclusion in Milwaukee's private school tuition subsidy program. Although the school board took no action last night, Shaw said he wouldn't be surprised if the legal option would resurface as the impact of the state budget becomes clear in the months ahead. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm David Cole.